Northwestern Medicine has one of the premier organ transplantation programs in the country, including a renowned lung transplantation program. Today, we're talking about the latest advances in lung transplant. And my guest is Dr. Reid Tomich. He's an associate professor of medicine in pulmonary and critical care at Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Tomich, what a pleasure to have you join us today. How common is lung transplant? And please tell us a little bit about your hospital history with lung transplants. Your team recently celebrated a major milestone, 5 years of lung transplantation at Northwestern Medicine. Share a little bit about what this milestone means to you and your team.
It was an excellent opportunity to celebrate this wonderful milestone with our patients, and to celebrate all the achievements that we have over the last 5 years. We really feel proud and honored to be the part of this life-changing experience for many of our patients. The event was particularly special because majority of the patients were there, so we were able to share a lot of fond memories with our patients.
Well, then give us some disease processes that would necessitate lung transplantation and indications for a referral to a transplant center.
So one of the most common indications for the lung transplant is interstitial lung diseases. Probably around 50% of all lung transplants are done for interstitial lung diseases. And when the patient needs oxygen with ambulation, it's probably about the time to refer a patient to the lung transplant center. Second most frequent indication for the lung transplant is the COPD. These patients, as they progress over the time, the only therapy that can improve the quality of life and survival is actually the lung transplantation. The other indication for the lung transplant include cystic fibrosis, pulmonary hypertension, and etc.
Then what makes Northwestern Medicine's lung transplant program stand apart? Tell us what's so unique about this program.
We try to integrate the world-class research into our world-class clinical care. Some of the features that I think it's a notable achievement in our programs that we have one of the shortest waiting time for the lung transplantation in the United States. We never had any patients died on the lung transplant wait list over the last 5 years, where the average mortality on the wait list is between the 10 to 15% of the patients. We are also able to do the lung transplant evaluation in 5 days, which is great opportunity for timely lung transplantations for our patients.
Well, then along those lines, tell us about some of the new and exciting research happening in the Northwestern Lung Transplantation Program. What are some current advances that we should know about?
We are currently working on the research that it will enable us to decrease the use of the strong immunosuppression medications after the lung transplant. And first results and experimental models are very promising. Also, we are trying to find a ways how to decrease the incidence of the primary graft dysfunction after the lung transplant, and the primary graft dysfunction being the major cause of mortality early after the lung transplant is very important for our patients. We are working also on many other projects which are very exciting. One of them is we are using photophoresis as a treatment for the patients with chronic rejection as a part of the national clinical trial. And we are trying to find the new ways also how to treat the chronic rejection.
That is exciting. Expand a little more. You mentioned photophoresis. What are some of the most innovative technologies that are supporting your work and research?
So photophoresis is a unique approach how to treat rejection, which is tried in the heart transplant. The blood of the patient is exposed to the light, and it seems that that will help to decrease progression of chronic rejection. Another very exciting new technology which we are trying to integrate in our clinical care is the ex vivo lung perfusion. This technology enables us to ventilate and perfuse the newly procured lungs, so there is no anymore ischemia time. And it's already shown in the clinical trial that this new technology can improve the short-term outcomes and long-term outcomes after the lung transplantation. It will also increase the donor pool because it will enable us to observe the lungs, procured lungs, for a longer period of time to see if they can be transplanted. And it's also a terrific platform for potential research where we can try to improve the function of the procured lungs prior to the implantation to the recipient.
Isn't that amazing technology? Dr. Tomich, tell us a little bit about the 5-day evaluation program and how that benefits patients. What's involved in your pre-transplantation evaluation?
So the 5-day program consists of a lot of teaching about the lung transplant, and the patient have opportunity and their family to understand all the particular details that lung transplant involves. It also includes a lot of testing. So we are evaluating patients for many different conditions. We are checking the patient's heart, doing angiogram, doing the gastrointestinal testing, and et cetera. I think the primary benefit is for our patient that can be transplanted in appropriate time, because we are not losing a lot of time in evaluation, and the patient pretty much 1 week after the evaluation is done will know if they are candidate or not candidate, and they can go on the list. The second benefit for the patient is they very early, they will understand if the lung transplant is the option for them or not, and they can decide how they want to proceed from there. And third probably benefit is that referring physician will know also very quickly if the lung transplant is the option for their patients, and then plan accordingly if he wants to more pay attention to some other therapeutic options and et cetera.
Dr. Tomich, as we wrap up and discuss some of the latest exciting research in lung transplant, what are some of the challenges or constraints do you see in lung transplantation and in the future? Is this determined by an ongoing shortage of donor organs? Has it fueled a search for alternative therapies for failing lungs? Wrap it up for us and tell us what you see are some of the challenges and some of the successes.
So the biggest challenge is, you recognize that very well, there is definitely a shortage organ, and lungs are a very scarce resource for our patients. The other big challenge, which is present for last probably couple of decades in the lung transplantation world, is the chronic rejection, where we don't have adequate treatment option. However, we are studying and we are trying new medication for that condition. The progress that it's achieved, I believe that new technologies such as ex vivo lung perfusion will cause significant benefit for the patient, and elimination of ischemia time will be extremely helpful. And there is a really strong indications that the patient's outcomes will improve. As we are transplanting the sicker patients than before, that's certainly a challenge for the postoperative course. However, with improvement in critical care, technology, and medicine, we see that even with a sicker patient, we can achieve quite well results and comparative results as to the less sick patients. So I believe that the new research on the chronic rejection and new technology will improve the outcomes for the patients after the lung transplant. And I think this is a very exciting time because a lot of resources are devoted to the research in the lung transplant area and there are new promising technologies.
Thank you so much, Dr. Tomich, for coming on today and sharing your incredible expertise. What a fascinating topic. That wraps up this episode of Better Edge, a Northwestern Medicine podcast for physicians. For more information on the latest advances in medicine, please visit nm.org to get connected with one of our providers. If you found this podcast as informative as I did, please share on social media, share with other providers, and be sure not to miss all the other interesting podcasts in our library. Until next time, I'm Melanie Cole.